you know, week one is always about the optimism and the excitement and the high expectations. It feels to me a little different for these teams. It feels to me there's just this general sense of like, okay, guys, it's time now. It's like we've been knocking on the door, and the Bills have been knocking on the door longer than the Texans, but it's time. I think the difference is that the Bills made more drastic changes in order to try to knock the door down.
Ross Tucker, glad to have him back for another season, Tuesday afternoons. He's been on at 5 o'clock with us in the past on different days, but this year, Tuesdays at 4 Eastern is the plan. We've got Patriots Seahawks tomorrow night in the season opener. Then Rams 49ers, actually 49ers Rams. The Rams are the home team in Melbourne, Australia. And that's on Friday in Australia, Friday morning, 10:30 right. in the morning. It should count as a Friday game in the records. We do that. We usually put games in where the day of the week when they're actually played. But everybody's calling it a Thursday game. It's Thursday here, obviously.
Yeah.
But it should be a Friday game.
Did you catch? I didn't see all of it, but I know Kyle Shanahan got loose on the days of the week at some point over the holiday weekend.
Oh yeah?
Like, you know, it's this day, but we're treating it like it's that day because we're trying, like, whatever they're doing. Like, I don't know, but it was pretty funny. I think what I heard of it, it was just like, well, it's Wednesday, but that means it's actually Tuesday, and it's just very.
They have a coach. Is it Raheem Morris? Is he there? They have an assistant coach whose birthday is tomorrow, but they left on a Tuesday, or no, maybe it was last Wednesday. They left on a Tuesday and arrived on a Thursday, so he didn't get to have his birthday. Like, he missed it.
Well, I definitely...
Bulk would love this. Right. Did you talk to him about this? Did he get Guam involved? Right. Did he mention Guam when you saw him on Sunday?
He did not.
No?
Yeah.
For once, he didn't?
I think it'll be really fun... Because, you know, if both teams had the same travel schedule, then there would be no story there. But the 49ers went early. The Rams are maybe only just getting there now, I think. Like, they were waiting until
today.
Very much the last minute. And the thought was, well, it's either to acclimate to the change or just keep your same clock and... You know, go, but you're going to run your days like, you know, East, whatever, Western time, whatever, Pacific time, whatever time the Rams and 49ers are both in the same time zone. That's the idea. And I read, I think Chris Trapasso, I saw a tweet from him. I didn't read much further. I think there was a link to a story about the science and the body and peak athletic performance and that kind of thing. And what the 49ers ostensibly have signed up to do is to go there and acclimate, which means they will be playing. They are supposed to be at their athletic performance peak at 10:30 a.m., which is very uncommon. You're right. Whereas the Rams will be, I think, their bodies will think it's football time.
8:30.
You're right. And however that goes, I guess we'll decide who had the right plan, right? If one of them looks sluggish or whatever, they go, well, you shouldn't have done what you did. You should have done what they did because look at them.
The 49ers decision, I think, intuitively makes much more sense to go there and get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But
if their bodies, if getting used to it means that they're at their peak at 10:30 a.m., that might be harder to achieve. That's the point.
To adjust to that?
To adjust to that. To have, you know, to just be ready to get up and have a day and, like, have it so early in the day. Like, well, I got to be ready to go.
When those teams come east and play at 1 Eastern, that's 10 a.m. their body clock time.
Yep.
And those teams tend to not do that well. West Coast teams, that's like the one edge in time zone handicapping is West Coast teams. The Chargers in week 3 here, for example, at East Coast teams or Eastern time zone teams that for the 1 o'clock kickoff. I don't know. For me, it's interesting that they're different.
Yeah, very different. Yeah.
So I just want the game to count as a game that was played on Friday because it will be Friday when they play it, where they play it. It's not a Thursday night game. Every time I've ever seen any reference to it, though, it's a Thursday because it's Thursday here. We keep track of like the Bills in different time zones. We don't pretend that they're all in one time zone.
Right.
It just happens to be a different day in this case. So, come on. You're going to play on Friday? Let's act like it. Let's say it. Why not just say it?
I think it would be confusing for their TV partners to have a game airing on Thursday that they're talking about actually being on Friday. That's probably
it just
that's
is.
Almost all of it, probably.
Everything's confusing to the TV people.
Just and therefore to us, probably. I don't know.
Friday. Come on. Ross, in on the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Basically, that season was no fluke. Denver. In on the Broncos, in on the Vikings, in on the Saints, out on the Ravens. Just a general question, who's going to be different than most people are saying?
Yeah.
And those were his four choices.
I do agree with him that I think, I mean, we're never going to know, but I do, considering the way the Patriots played in the AFC title game, I do think if Bo Nix is healthy, I would have expected Denver to win the game. I mean, it was a very close game without Bo Nix. And not that he's great, but, I mean.
Well, Stidham made the one big mistake
right.
that cost them the touchdown. Was it the only touchdown of the game?
I think that's right.
Maybe 13-7, some score like that.
Yeah.
And, like, that was it.
Yep.
So, in that kind of weather, I wouldn't want to assume that.
Right, because anything could still happen. Yeah, that's right. But it was. I think all everything else is right. I mean, I think the defense looks excellent. You know, they're strong. They get a lot of credit. I think rightly so. I don't know. I don't really hear anyone saying that roster isn't really stacked. Like, they don't have one of the best rosters in the league.
Well, Stidham is still the backup. I know this because today in a fantasy league I run, I had to go and assign. We do it like a team QB thing. So I had to go and basically assign all the backup quarterbacks to teams' rosters. So I had half an hour with all the backup quarterbacks. Do you know who the backup quarterback is in New England? He was there last year. I remember looking at him at the game I went to down by the Patriots sideline. Oh, that's that guy. I've seen that guy.
It's not still Bailey Zappe, is it?
Tommy DeVito.
Oh, okay. Yeah, chicken cutlets. Yeah.
Tommy DeVito. And they have a third whose name I don't think I'd ever heard until today when I read it. Baron Morton, 7th-round pick, is active.
No idea.
I'm not sure if he wouldn't even be practice squad if he made this chart. Like, did the Bills have Buchel on the practice squad?
Yes.
He's not listed, so this guy must be on the roster. Stidham is still in Denver, so is Sam Ehlinger, who was with the Colts last year. The Green Bay backup is Tyrod Taylor.
All right.
Behind Jordan Love.
Still going.
Behind Dak Prescott in Dallas is Sam Howell.
Right, that was the name that they chose. That's the guy they chose to keep after they waived Joe Milton. Right.
That's right, Joe Milton. I forgot about that. In New Orleans, they go three deep. Tyler Shough.
Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is hanging in there. He's the third quarterback in New Orleans. Kenny Pickett in Carolina, we saw him in the preseason. Carson Wentz is the backup in Minnesota. McCarthy is 3.
Yeah. Okay.
Carson. Speaking of hanging in there, Carson Wentz is hanging in there.
You're talking about falling off the face of the earth, J.J. McCarthy.
The Giants have their backup is one of the top Olympic commentators of all the backup quarterbacks. That'd be Jameis Winston.
Okay.
He is number 2 in New York. One play away. Like, we're one play away from Jameis Winston and Tyrod Taylor and Sam Howell and these other guys. I mean, that's, you know, you forget these things. Davis Mills still in Houston. The Bills faced him last year in that primetime loss.
Well, I wonder, that almost has to be one of the most stable backup quarterbacks. He's been there the whole time. Stroud has been there, right? He was there
ahead of Stroud.
So, that's pretty uncommon. I feel like for a backup that was a starter to have just settled into, like, hey, I'm still here fine.
My son has called himself a Texans fan I never really understand it or hear him explain it, but he does consider himself a Texans fan. Had a short conversation about it yesterday. He's like, yep.
Still my team.
I don't know why, but the first year we did the live Scott Fishbowl draft at Big Ditch, one of the fantasy team owners gave my son the right to pick his first round pick, and he picked Davis Mills, which was insane, but it was like that was the quarterback of his favorite team.
Yeah.
And okay, so Davis Wills got on the list as a first round pick in that thing. Yep, you're right. He's been there. This will be his sixth year, I think.
All right.
Trey Lance with the Chargers.
Still
number two.
Still hanging on. All right, Trey Lance.
Who else do you want? There are a couple fun names also. I mentioned that one in New England who I'd never heard of. Washington's number three is someone named Ethan Kaliakmanis. No, Kaliakmanis, looks like. He's behind Mariota and then Jaden Daniels in Washington. Who else is interesting? Talen Green in Cleveland was kind of an interesting summer story.
Right. They kept him and IR'd Dylan Gabriel.
Correct.
Sanders is the backup, right?
Correct.
Deshaun Watson. Who's Jacksonville's guy?
They traded for Quinn Ewers from the Dolphins.
Oh, okay. Wow, I did not know that happened. Did that happen over the holiday weekend?
It happened at the cuts.
Oh, okay.
Maybe on the day before the cuts. Okay. Or right on the same day.
Even, I was on vacation. I'll give myself a pass.
Are you allowed to give yourself a pass? Don't other people get to decide whether you deserve a pass?
That's not correct. I was back from vacation when cuts happened, so I'm full of crap.
The Jets' backup is Cade Klubnik.
Oh,
fourth-round pick this year.
Clemson, I think, is where Klubnik was from. Yeah, all right.
Clemson.
He was, man.
What a team.
Do I have, Zach, you follow college football. When, like, last year started, was he kind of like, oh, this guy might be something?
Yeah, he was part of that group. Oh, yeah.
Derailed
completely. Almost immediately.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's what I thought.
Joshua Dobbs in Detroit. One more. The Pastronaut. The Pastronaut.
The Pastronaut.
Yes. All right. You don't know that one? The Pastronaut?
I don't know that nickname. I know he's got the degree in whatever. He's got something fancy. He's a scientist.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
He's a smarty.
Yeah.
Joshua Dobbs. Been around. A lot of them are Baltimore with Huntley. It's the same. Flacco in Cincinnati. Trubisky in Tennessee now.
I was just going to ask you. I'm looking at my standings. And I thought, I don't know who Tennessee's backup is, but now I do.
Yep. Mitchell Trubisky moved on to Tennessee. Did you see any of the Tennessee Ole Miss college game last night? Was it last night?
No, that would have been Sunday night. Yeah. No, I didn't see TV Sunday. I watched, last night I watched SMU Florida State.
They got a dome built in Nashville.
Yeah.
Opening next year.
Yep.
Right next to their current place.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They saw an overhead shot of that.
I think they're getting a draft. They're in the queue for a draft.
They're getting a Super Bowl.
Ahead of the Bills. Well, you know what? Then maybe I misspoke about the draft. But I know there's a lot. At some point earlier in the offseason, there was like rumors and then confirmation of like the next three drafts maybe have all found homes and none of them are Buffalo.
What are we not doing?
You're going to have to get in line. Well, they don't have anything there yet.
That's fair.
You know, like there's nothing else. I mean, I think Pete Guelli, when he talked to, he's probably said it elsewhere too, but when he was on with Sal and Matthew Bove on the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, he did say, you know, their plans for the old stadium space, I think, will play a big part in them being able to attract events of that magnitude to the draft.
The draft magnitude, not the Super Bowl magnitude.
Right.
That's not happening. No matter what they put in that space.
You know, I wonder how much a dome or a retractable, whatever, like some cover, I wonder if it would have meant anything to it, and if the I don't know, it wouldn't have been guesswork. I'm sure they would have maybe even asked. And like, is it worth the expense if we can get a Super Bowl? But like, maybe the league would have said, don't bother. We're not bringing a Super Bowl there, no matter what you do.
Great.
That's just me guessing. I don't know. I mean, it just never has seemed like a reasonable idea to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
we'll talk to Sal in less than 20 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.